KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Four suspected illegal miners found in possession of material containing gold worth over 3 million rand will appear in a Northern KZN court today. Police arrested them as part of their operation Vala Umgodi at a mine in Pongola yesterday. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the officers were following up on intelligence about illicit mining activities in the area.
Upon arrival at the scene, the four suspected illegal miners were caught in the act of possessing gold. They were found with mining equipment, including explosives. The suspects, whose ages range between 27 and 40 years old, are due to appear in the Pongola Magistrate Court on Friday.
The health products regulator is recalling a batch of Yaz Plus contraceptives. SAPRA says the batch was distributed in November last year, with some packets containing incorrectly arranged tablets. It's meant to have 24 pink film-coated hormone tablets and 4 light orange hormone-free tablets. Spokesperson Madimeja Mashishi says the efficacy of the batch has been affected.
The batch number affected is WEW96J, which was distributed on the 9th and the 24th of November 2023. SAPRA urges members of the public who are in possession of Yaz Plus to discontinue use and to return the packaging to their pharmacists for a replacement with a pack from an unaffected batch or a refund.
And the Dennis Hurley Centre says it's concerned about the growing number of homeless people in Durban Central. There's been several raids in the city recently, which have seen hundreds of people being removed from illegally occupied areas. The centre's Raymond Perrier says most people end up in the streets because of unemployment. He says government is failing to address the issue.
The plans by Ethe Queeney are really inadequate to the task. There are some initiatives to create jobs, to create training programs, but they are tiny given the resources Ethe Queeney has and the scale of the problem. They simply move homeless people around, so they'll raid one area and scatter homeless people, they move to another area, and then a few days later they'll raid the next area. It costs a lot of money, and in fact it makes things harder for homeless people because they lose their belongings and often lose their IDs as a result, so they're even less able to get work or get into training programs.
The top story this hour, four suspected illegal miners found in possession of material containing gold worth over 3 million rand are due in a Northern KZN court today. They were arrested in Pongola yesterday. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.